Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Take your Bible, shake it all about. Let's say this in faith. Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Now, you know, when you know who you are in Christ, you will never try to be anyone else. So we need to find out who we are in Christ and then be that person, because you are unique. And each person in this place is unique, created on purpose by God with all those silly things that you tend to do. Now, not the sinful things, but the silly things and all those little things about your life. He loves it. He created you to be somebody. Don't try to be someone else. Be who you're called to be. Can you say amen? And so, you know, we've been talking about feelings and emotions. Everyone say feelings and emotions. Any of you ever experienced feelings and emotions? Some of us have emotional fallout. We throw things out of the cross, out of the cot, and we kick and we go crazy. And we all have to deal with it, myself included. Amen. I'm speaking from experience. How many of you know that's true? Amen. And so today we're going to look at part four, and I may be able to get to actually some of the ways to overcome these things. And in studying this out, it's quite amazing what God shows us. And the picture that we've got for feelings and emotions, part four, is there. There's the picture, feelings and emotions. And you can see in everybody's life, there's emotions of fear that try to attack you, emotions of anger, emotion of love, emotion of jealousy. All these emotions try to get the better of us. And we shouldn't allow them to get the better of us. Now, what we've got to remember right from the beginning is God gave us emotions. He created us this way, correct? So that emotion of love is so beautiful when it's godly and is done by God's ways. But the emotion of love can soon turn to the emotion of lust if not checked and taken care of. Amen? And the devil will play on our emotions to get us to fall into sin. He will use those emotions. And it happens like that in a split second that the Tabasco sauce just explodes. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Right? It just happens. And then we think, well, you know, I can't control it. We can and we should. Remember, the Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. In other words, we are subject to ourselves. David said, oh my soul, why are you quiet within me? You will praise God. You have to tell yourself, shut up and behave. Have you ever had to do that? Just stop. Stop it now. Amen. And behave. Amen. What we have to understand that these emotions given to us by God are good, but you've got to also remember we're living in a fallen world and our emotions have been affected by the fall. In the Garden of Eden, before the sin happened, emotions were perfect. They would just walk with God in the cool of the day, love him, be loving and gentle and kind to everybody. But then the fall came and it affected everything. Our emotions have been affected by that as well. Amen? Now, mankind, and we're talking to Christians as well, you cannot trust our emotions because of that fact, because sin has entered the picture. But we're better off than people who have not received God. Because your conscience now, if you're born again, is a good conscience. And it'll correct you and it'll make you feel, oh, I shouldn't do that, I shouldn't do this. But when you're unsaved, that's not the case. Your conscience is not a good guide. And so we're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the children of God. And many other places God talks about being led by His Spirit. Not by the world, not by feelings and not by emotions. By the Spirit of God. Now, there's a process to cutting off emotional fallout. There is a process, and we have to get to that. Amen. And so God knows that we're living in a fallen world. Although the curse has been redeemed out of my life by Jesus Christ, there's still a curse in the world. I can go into the curse or I can get out of the curse. It's my decision. I can choose to be sick or I can choose not to be sick. What do I mean by that? Well, I can say, I'm sick. I'm coming down with flu. I'm not feeling well. I know I'm going to get flu. Then I'm stepping into the curse. Or I can say, by the stripes on his back, I walk in divine health. I'm healed. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Now I'm getting out of the curse. So I choose what to do. Amen. And so that's why God says you've got to renew your mind. Your mind consists of your mind, your will, and your emotions. And that's why it says renew your mind. You see, your spirit is brand new. Not renewed, it's recreated. Brand new spirit. But your soulish realm is not, and neither is your body. It's going to take place, but not right now. We're in the earth. We're living in that state now where we have to learn to renew our mind. And in the mind are the will and emotions and feelings. So we have to learn to renew the mind. He says that in Romans 12, 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. Now the world are trying to lead people through their emotions and their feelings and the mindset. The flesh. They put advertisements on TV and they're appealing to your emotional side. Come on. Come on. Now, you've been watching TV, you've been watching the football Super Bowl for 20 or for 5 years on this beautiful TV you bought 5 years ago, but they say, are you still watching TV, the Super Bowl, on that old TV you bought? Now, all of a sudden, this TV that's been great, perfect, full color, everything about it is nice, now becomes, oh, my feelings and my emotions now step in. And you know what? I can get a better TV. And then they show you the TV they want you to get. Or the car. Amen. Or they're selling a tube of toothpaste and there's a half-naked woman selling it. What are they appealing to? Your feelings, your flesh, your emotions. That's why they will show you half-naked girls, because that's the men are moved by sight. Men are sight-stimulated. Come, hello, guys, don't all look at me like I'm nuts here. You stand with me right now. You know it's true. You know it's true. We are sight-stimulated. That's the way God created us. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. As long as your sight is within the confines of the Word of God. Why are you laughing? It's the truth. Amen. And so we have to learn to control unwanted emotions and feelings that come in and make us nuts. Why? Because we cannot be victorious and live by feelings and emotions. There's no way you will be victorious if you're living by your emotions, by your feelings. Because people will say things to upset you and you become nasty to them and no one will follow a nasty person. I mean, there's so many different reasons. You cannot be led by feelings and emotion and be a successful person. And wrong emotions will cause you to sin. I'm going to say that again. Wrong emotions will cause you to sin. Amen. Look at Romans 6. Romans 6, and we're looking at verse 12. I'm talking from the Passion Translation. It says here, sin is a dethroned monarch. We read it last week, but I just wanted to read that again. Sin is a dethroned monarch. You know, a monarch consists of kings and queens and the whole thing that goes with it, right? Royalty, so to speak. Or, do you understand? And the king's decree had to be carried out, always. And the devil reigned supreme as king in our lives until we became born again. Now he's dethroned. That's why the Bible says you've been translated from the kingdom of the power of darkness. He calls it the power of darkness. You've been translated from the kingdom of the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear precious son. So he's taken us from that monarchy and he's put us in a different place under the right one, the right king, the king of kings and the Lord of lords. Is that right? And so he says, yeah, sin is a dethroned monarch. So when I sinned, it's not, I can't turn around and blame the devil anymore. Ooh. Pastor, you were on a roll right up until then. I can't blame the devil. Well, I was just walking past the beer hall and the devil grabbed me and he twisted my arm and made me go in and made me get drunk. No. Your will and your emotions and your flesh, your mindset said, hey, go have one for the road. And then you had two for the road and then eventually you had one for the gutter because that's where you end up. Amen. So he says, so you must no longer give it an opportunity. Oh, I must no longer give the devil an opportunity to rule over my life. Yes. But I thought he's dethroned. Yes, he is, but he's still in the area. Yeah. Remember after he tempted Jesus for 40 days and 40 nights, what does the word say? The word says he left him for a more opportune time. He's coming back. How many of you had flu once? How many of you had flu more than once? He keeps coming, doesn't he? He just comes back again and again and again and again. And we've got to stop him entering. So he says, yeah, so you must no longer give it, that dethroned monarch, an opportunity to rule over your life, controlling how you live and compelling you to obey its, that monarch's desires and cravings. So in other words, there's something, I've got something to do about it. Amen. See, a lot of people say, well, God's sovereign. And we know he's sovereign. But he's sovereign over his word. And his word says he's given us freedom of choice. For the Lord so loves the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes him will not perish. There are many who are not believing him. He's not forcing them. We've got freedom of choice. Is that correct? We've got our own wills, our own mindset. We can choose what to do. And he's telling us we've got to control how we live and we've got to compel our body to obey God's desires rather than the enemy's desires. And I'm telling you, that's the battle, the flesh and the spirit battling against each other all the time. The flesh, notice, and the spirit. Amen. There's a war zone and it's right here. Amen. Amen. Galatians 5:17 out of the voice says, for everything the flesh desires goes against the spirit. Everything the flesh desires goes against the spirit. You see, the flesh is still living under that carnal situation and with a lot of pride. If you've got just the flesh and you're unsaved, you're living in pride. Once you get saved, pride starts to break down because you must remember pride was the original and first sin. Because the devil said, he said in Isaiah 14, that I will exalt myself above God. I will sit on the thrones of the Most High God. I will sit in the heavens. Have you ever wondered why people have these takeovers and they steal people from your church and they do all those things? Because they say, I want those people in there. That's the devil talking through them. Hostile takeovers, who's doing that? Come on, you're not coming in here in love saying, listen, you're in trouble. Let me buy your company and we'll take care of all your people and all that. No, they come in, they get you out, then they vote you out. That's what the devil said. I will be like God. I'm going to sit on the throne. I'm going to have control. I'm the big cheese here. Is that right? And when we act that way, we're acting for the devil. We're not representing our Father. Amen. Help us, Lord. He's right. For everything the flesh desires goes against the spirit, and everything the spirit desires goes against the flesh. There's a constant battle raging between them that prevents you from doing the good that you want to do. Wow. Isn't that true? Now there are voices, many voices, but in particular this case, there are four voices that are vying for our attention. And they're trying to get our attention. Do you know, in this room right now, if I had the right receiver, I could tune in and listen to a Russian broadcast. Amen. 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 I mean, there's voices going throughout this area right now. We just haven't got the right tuner there. And the problem is too many of us are tuned into the world and not tuned into God. You need to adjust the dial. Come on, do you know what I'm talking about? So when you're living sinful life, so I need to adjust the dial. How do I adjust the dial? Well, first of all, coming here is a good place to start. You know, I'm not saying this is the only place in your own Bible, at home, Bible studies, things like that. But you've got to get the word in you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Hi, my name's Joe Grosjean. If you're looking to learn about God and meet some great people, come visit us at Abundant Life Ministry. Our new location is 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart, Florida, 34994, or call us at 772-220-0602. Visit us on the web at abundantlifestuart.com. Our service times are 9:30 on Sunday mornings. So come on out, bring your family and friends, and we look forward to seeing you this Sunday.